This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good stuff right there. Good old Godzilla. Here's what I want to do. I got tons of incredibly important news. And I've got a lot of folks that I want to hear from being able to call into the show. And so what I want to do is, when I do give the numbers out at the bottom of the hour here after I get to a lot of this news, let's just put 10 callers on the board and leave it at 10 so nobody sits on hold. I can get to 10 callers in an hour. Okay, an hour and a half. Because I want to, I might take more. Once we get to those 10, we can take some more. We get 20 phone lines on there, and I think you should get to 20 phone calls in an hour and a half. But I do want to open the phones up, and I've told listeners very soon, either in December or January, I'm going to start a little behind always. Multiple nights a week doing hours and hours and hours of just phone calls with very light commercials, a few breaks here and there, so I get a glass of water or, you know, set a guest up or whatever. But, I mean, I just want to be on air more. I want to fight harder, and people want it, so you're going to get it. And we're going to take more calls here on this regular show that I've been doing now for, in this time slot, 25 years. 25 years. About 24 and a half. I'll think about it. But let me talk about something really exciting here I want to get to. And that's all of these top songs. Aren't just Let's Go Brandon songs, those two. But a few weeks ago, out of the top 10 songs, out of the top 10 songs, there was four that were anti-New World Order. And then now, I checked the other day, like seven of the top 10 are. And here's one already racing up the charts. They've had three of them that are number one. Hi Rez and Jimmy Levy. I'm not going to have time to play the whole music video here. We're going to get them back on again soon. But talk about patriots. They are really woke. Woke for real. Here's part of their new song, Welcome to the Revolution.
We will not comply with the institution's sick illusion. No, it won't be televised. Welcome to the revolution.
And you know what? The song's so good, I'm going to play it in full coming up at the end of the hour. I didn't know I had my mic open earlier when they came in here to tell me that Jimmy Levy is actually on the fourth hour today with Stu Peters. So, boom. He's making the rounds to push this one to number one as well. So we're going to play that full thing coming up at the end of this hour. And as I said, give the number out coming up at the bottom of the hour. But start your engines. I'm going to cover it all. Coming up, and I talked yesterday about the biggest developments yet in the COVID takeover, and those just got not eclipsed, but it's almost as bad. Well, it's almost as, it's good news, actually, but it's just crazy. And wait till we cover it when we come back on the other side of this 60-second break. I'm Alexander Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of what's left of Texas, Austin, worldwide. And the only way I escape the Phantom Zone is when you, the emissaries of liberty, share clips of the show. I'm cutting this brief announcement on the afternoon of November 9th, 2021. And I just want all the listeners and viewers to know that have kept this show on the air that I am very, very thankful to you, because my main drive is opposing these globalists and is standing against them. I know that that's your main drive as well. So I thank you for your moral support, your prayers, your word of mouth, fighting for all of us and all of our children's futures, and also your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it isn't just funding the InfoWar that you engage in when you buy the products. You get amazing products that are so good for you and yourself and your family. And right now, until November 14th, we have Black Friday comes early, up to 60% off on our best-selling items, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points. So again, thank you all for your support, and get amazing products like Ultimate Bone Broth and Brain Force Plus and so many others right now, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
You got it. Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Thank you for joining us on this Friday, November 12th transmission. And open the phones up starting at the bottom of the hour. Woo! Let's go ahead and just launch through all this. And then later towards the end of the next hour, I'm going to play these clips of Klaus Schwab, who's now giving his speech calling for more world government, more tyranny, more open borders, more global taxation, more lockdowns. That's all coming up. There's other dictatorial moves. China has now made Xi Jinping emperor at the highest level for life. That's what communism does, right? Total authoritarian nightmare. So let me just go ahead and roll through these headlines for you, starting with the COVID tyranny operation. Here is the letter. In response to attorney's FOIA request, the U.S. CDC admits that it has no record. In fact, guys, print me the actual letter. I have the full size. In response to an attorney's FOIA request, the U.S. CDC admits that it has no record of an unvaccinated person spreading COVID after recovering from COVID naturally. But first they told you, oh, you can spread it just as bad as if you've had the vaccine. Now they tell you, oh, it's actually worse if you've had it. Oh, but the symptoms are less, and now they admit that's not true. British Medical Journal is reporting you're twice as likely to get sick or die if you've had it. I mean, whoa. And it, because you know why? It gets rid of your immune system. And then a regular cold comes by and kills your ass. And here's the letter from the CDC. Oh, but does that stop idiots like the demon with his scary long tongue and his clown outfit? Like he's going to, you know, hide in some drain grabbing kids. Gene Simmons that acts all quiet and cool and tough, and you better take your shot. You're evil. We got to stand up against the evil people and make them take their shots. You're the one named the demon, buddy boy. Oh, the whole band's been vaccinated, double vaxxed, but they're dropping like flies, and most of the band got sick with COVID. I mean, what a joke. What a schmuck Gene Simmons is. But just here this is. You can see my real attack on him. I got a little vicious. It's not good for radio. Not good for the FCC, what I had to say, but I went ahead and just let it rip last night on him. That's at man.video. Nice little tidbit for old Gene. We know Gene's probably getting paid to do this. Some folks made this point. The third dose increases immunity. So after the fourth dose, you are protected. Once 80% of the population has received the fifth dose, the restrictions can be relaxed, as the sixth dose stops the virus from spreading. I am calm and believe that the seventh dose will solve our problems, and we have no reason to fear the eighth dose. The clinical phase of the ninth dose confirms the antibodies remain stable after the tenth dose. The 11th dose guarantees that no one and no mutations develop. So there is no longer any reason to criticize the idea of the 12th dose. And then you got Merrick's disease. But I don't think old Gene Simmons, who walks around with, you know, 6-inch high heel boots going, oh, war machine, I'm a tough guy dressed up like a clown. Don't be evil, kids. Take the shot. Pfizer loves you. Oh, look at this. Professional mountain bike racer describes life after vaccine injuries and second Pfizer shot. This is from Robert F. Kennedy's group. We're going to post the full thing in the live show feed today. And we really need to play this, but I do want to go to your calls. I mean, this is so hardcore. A bunch of the other racers are all sick and dying. They're committing suicide. He lists them off. Might want to see the video. We're going to post the article and the video under the live show feed at InfoWars.com. This is very important. In fact, can we put the live show feed up on screen? I want to give people that headline for the day. Thank you. Oh, and then there's more. Remember, I mentioned this guy a few days ago. They've now found the quotes. He wasn't just double injected. He ran his mouth telling everybody they better take all their shots. Cardiologist who said he wouldn't cry at the funeral for selfish, unvaccinated people. Those are quotes. Suddenly dies in his sleep 2 weeks after third COVID jab. Well, you just needed the fourth jab. There's today's show headline. The worst part of 15 days to flatten the curve is the first 2 years. And we're only a couple months away from the two-year anniversary of 15 days to flatten that curve. Oh, but here's the KISS front man with his other, you know, gray-haired rocker friends, you know, with their colostomy bags. KISS frontman Gene Simmons, evil. Unvaccinated Americans are an enemy, he said. We're evil and the enemy, Gene. Well, you just keep taking your shots, Gene. In fact, I think you should go to Israel where they're up to the sixth shot now. And you know, that's what you're looking for there, buddy boy, or maybe Singapore. Absolutely insane. Oh, but it's hitting the charts. They've already got three number ones in the last few months, but now it's going up to number one right now. It's already number three. I was checking this morning. Welcome to the revolution. Chart-topping musicians drop another banger. It's at InfoWars.com. Oh, but nobody's talking about Gene Simmons. That's why he's got to come out for Pfizer and say, roll up our sleeve. That's because he's not having all the huge success he used to, like folks, Jim Levy and Hi-Rez and their new Welcome to the Revolution. Oh, sorry, they're not listening to Gene Simmons. And, of course, this came out yesterday, but I've got to just re-mention this because I haven't talked enough about it. Scientific America comes out and says, yes, we're going to give you microchips in the vaccine to make sure you've taken the vaccine. Of course, when we told you this last February, we weren't lying. We would show you the same graphics from MIT, but now they're telling you about it. Oh, but back then, they didn't want to build opposition, so they were like, oh, that doesn't exist. You know, fact checkers, Alex Jones, pants on fire. He's all lying to you. And by the way, there won't be any inflation either. And Joe Biden's mind's totally like a 10-year-old. I mean, he's as sharp as an 18-year-old. He's just, everything's great. Oh, my goodness. And a key report by Greg Reese on heart attack drugs secretly added to Pfizer's COVID vax for children. Unbelievable. Teachers ordered students to tape mask on faces. Investigation finds. First, they tried to deny it, but now they've admitted they ordered them to tape them to their faces because the little monsters were engaging in evil crimes against humanity by putting it down under their nose because they wanted clean oxygen. Those dirty carbon-based life forms. Oh, vaccine mix-up. Pharmacy administered wrong COVID vax to over 100 children. The wrong COVID vax. Oh, I guess they got the adult one. They didn't get the one with the secret heart attack drug in it. Local media snitches on In-N-Out for refusing to ask customers for vaccine proof. It's not the Onion parody. It's real. When you don't do what the globalists say, they'll just turn off your card. That's the nightmare world we're hurtling into. And then there's this big report that I want to hit when we come back from break. War Memorial defaced with the words, the real heroes are the vaccinated. That's a Paul Joseph Watson article on InfoWars.com. And it is so revealing of how the left operates. They're the heroes. They're the warriors. They're the SJW kings. They're the people that took the shots, not the evil, evil veterans of the wars. They didn't have any Will, they didn't have any courage to miss their families for months and years at a time and have arms and legs blown off and the psychological trauma. They didn't. No, 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 no. It's the heroes wearing their mask and making children wear them. And it's the heroes taking all the shots. We're going to come back and talk about those heroes and the rest of the insane news on that front. And then we've got the inflation news. And then we've got the police state news. Oh, more documents came out about what the FBI was doing with the public schools, creating dossiers on you and your family. Oh, it's worse than they'd first said. And they made a deal with the Justice Department. Oh, they agree. It's time to make everybody spies and just send the FBI after those dirty parents that, oh, you don't want pedophilia taught in schools and that white people are inherently evil and that communism's good and the military's bad and open borders are wonderful. Well, we'll just have a helicopter from the FBI land at the Loudoun County, Virginia thing, and FBI guys get out with their earpieces and bug their eyes out at the American people, because that's what the FBI, I guess, likes to do. Yes, that's what the heroes do, and they raid James O'Keefe, and you can't have those. I mean, these are all-American boys. Oop, I just misgendered them. All-American things. Woo! We'll be right back on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com is taking it to the New World Order. Newswars.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta. Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Megacorporations using their endless fiat currency and their giant well of behavioral psychologists are doing a number on humanity while they consolidate the world economy, while they tell us to live in poverty, while they try to trigger wars and collapse to consolidate control. They play us off against each other using basic race baiting. And I have a whole stack right here dealing with that I'm going to be getting to. But a great illustration of this is the fact that they say, you're a hero. This is like World War II. You survived COVID. And keep wearing your mask and, you know, take your third or fourth or fifth shot. And those that don't take the shots, they're selfish. They're like suicide bombers. They're like drunk drivers. You've heard the talking points. They've broken the social compact. They've broken the social contract. That's the talking point from the UN and the mainstream media and the universities and the politicians. Even right-wing politicians, a lot of them are like, yeah, you know, get with the program, help people. And you're like, well, all the statistics show it makes me sick, it doesn't protect me, and it's not even a vaccine, it erases my immune system. Just shut up and take it. I mean, they're going for everything now. It'd be bad enough if they got the president set to do all this forced inoculation with just a placebo or a vaccine that worked. But this is really bad because they want to set the precedent now. And they want to punish the Western world for trying to get out of globalism. They want to teach you that if you want to leave your house, and you want to have a job, then you better comply with what we say. Well, hey, you change the subject. You lie all the time. Okay, you're censored. You're not allowed to question us. That's illegal. We need the FBI to arrest these Americans, says the head of Pfizer. They're putting out disinfo. He never says what the disinfo is. We show you the real statistics. We have the real experts on. They don't do any of that. They just try to imply you're a criminal. But I got good news for you. I can do a whole show on this. If you go to YouTube and you look at Surgeon General says we need to fight disinformation about COVID, go to that video. 99% of the comments, thousands of them, are hilarious and smart and destroy him and say you're the only person engaged in disinformation. You're the person that lies, and they give all these examples. And I sat there for like 30 minutes this morning reading it. And then big media articles attacking me. Or I said, let me click on that and see what people are saying about me in this big NBC article attacking me a month ago. A video. NBC Nightly News. Good Morning America, you name it. And I clicked, and it was just like everybody attacking them. Because folks know who their enemy is. And there's no putting the big establishment government back together again. And anybody can go see this for themselves. So they're failing and they're getting more desperate all the time. And so that's why you see stuff like this, because you can't have anybody who's celebrated or recognized who's seen as the old order. Not the old order was perfect, but there was a Bill of Rights. There was a Constitution. There was a Declaration of Independence. There was a Charter of Rights in Canada. There were basic freedoms that it didn't give you, but it pointed out were basic and that you had a right to and that was enshrined in the charters. And whether you're in Europe or Australia or the UK or the US, the Nuremberg Code is clear. The Geneva Convention is clear. Our laws are clear and they're all being violated. War memorial defaced with the words, "The real heroes are the vaccinated." The video is on the site. If you want to see it as a TV viewer. A war memorial in Canada honoring the lives of fallen soldiers was defaced with graffiti that said, "The real heroes are the vaccinated." No, this isn't the Babylon Bee. The message was sprayed on the Cranbrook, British Columbia, before the town celebrated its Veterans Day remembrance Thursday. Police were notified by the graffiti at 7 a.m., and city workers were able to scrub it off by the time of the event that day. And it just goes on. But why would people do such things? Guaranteed a leftist. Because they're threatened by men and women that are willing to fight and die for their country. And they're threatened by the rights those people stood up for. And so what it is like a dog hiking its leg and pissing, or a cat pissing on your shoes if it's mad at you. It's all they know is to take down statues and say the American flag is bad and say the country itself shouldn't exist, because it's all an exercise of their power that they are the SJWs. They are the heroes. Meanwhile, 44 football players, soccer players, test positive for COVID despite 99% vaccination. Another one. New Zealand tells school to phone the police if unvaccinated staff show up. There's no law. They're just saying it. Austria and Australia. I mixed the two together yesterday, but they're both doing it. Austria says they're days away. Australia says they're going to do a new lockdown for the unvaccinated around Christmas. They haven't given the details yet, but Austria has. They say by tomorrow they're going to impose a new lockdown on the unvaccinated, which is a passport to leave your house, beyond what the Nazis did, which is what Klaus Schwab wants. Here's an example next door in Germany. Hamburg Christmas market to segregate the unvaccinated. Oh, you're allowed to go. You just only come over here in this fenced-in area, but you can't go in the grocery store. Just boom, Mark of the Beast, 1984 level, in your face. Vaccine mandate. Dr. Malone breaks down the globalist escalating war on children. Did a great in-depth interview on the war room yesterday. That's on band.video. I would really share that. That's the inventor of mRNA, saying it's an escalating war on our children. The inventor of mRNA technology. Quite a big deal. And then we've got all the bullying going on of Aaron Rodgers. And I hadn't really been following it much. But, you know, I occasionally slip and start watching football and watching basketball, because I like both of them. I just don't let myself watch it because it's a distraction. It's so woke and annoying. But I caught myself when I woke up at 4 a.m. this morning watching Charles Barkley, who I like, and a bunch of clips about him. And I didn't know that. I watched some other ESPN stuff and all those other channels. And they were just, other than Charles Barkley, they were saying, Aaron Rodgers is a white supremacist, and this is his white privilege. Had nothing to do with anything being white, and it was black people mainly saying it, because that's what Fox Sports and ESPN both were doing at one. Imagine calling somebody a white supremacist because they don't want an experimental shot in their body. And it was black people up there attacking him and saying he's bad, when meanwhile they're being killed, they're being targeted, they're being starved to death under the Great Reset. And it was just so sick. You could see Margaret Sanger 110 years ago, when she said, we're going to hire the black people to work for us, and so the blacks will never know how we enslave them or kill them. First thing we're going to do is break their families up, and then we can abort their asses. And then you got all the leftist black people worshiping these people. I mean, it's just, you can't even hate these folks. You just look at these dumbasses worth hundreds of millions of dollars that hate the country they're in, but it's not their fault. It's the corporations financing them to come out and do that and racially divide us. So we're going to talk about those bullies as well. And I'm going to give the number out to take calls. Hell, I'll do it now. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX.
The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces. That the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front. And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Just cannot express the listeners and viewers of this broadcast how blessed I am that you tune into the show. Let me hit some of the bullying now, and then I'm going to hit the race war garbage and then go to your phone calls. And then next hour I'm going to hit some of the Klaus Schwab new declarations of war he announced today. But right now, here on the Alex Jones Show, let's just mention some of this. And some of this is a few days old. I was going through the stacks from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And noticed that I hadn't hit some of this that I should have gotten into, because when you look at it all in context, it's pretty outrageous. Video. Geraldo Rivera tells Fox viewers, quote, You have no rights when it comes to the vaccine. So you can just put any unauthorized thing in me you want. The answer is, yeah, now we're putting a heart attack drug in it for children. And then that's just a footnote, and then InfoWars talks about it, and that's about it. Just earth-shaking stuff, Geraldo. And, you know, I've been on Geraldo's show four or five times. I've run into him. He says he thinks I've gotten an unfair shake. He at least supports the First Amendment. But, I mean, what is up with these people when they're old-line liberals that like Gene Simmons and Geraldo Rivera and all these people supporting this tyranny? They're saying, you have no rights, you have no rights. Well, then what the hell is the Nuremberg Code there, buddy boy? And again, you guys have signed on to something that's a disaster. I don't think Geraldo Rivera thinks this hurts people. I don't think he wants to kill people. He's certainly not Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates. But, I mean, any moron could research this and know this. And then, like I told you, I've got the clips. I watched them at like 4 a.m. this morning. I just saw these headlines. White privilege of Aaron Rodgers. Just go to YouTube, type that in. And it's mainly, I watched like four of these videos. Three of the panels were all black. And these are respected, rich, powerful guys that America has done a great job for. And they're just talking about how horrible white people are and how horrible Aaron Rodgers are. And Skip Bayless is on there like a little gremlin agreeing with them. It's just unwatchable. Absolutely unwatchable. But I've got to watch it because I don't know what they're up to. And so again, they know you don't listen to the news. They know nobody believes Brian Stelter or Brian Williams. And so what they do is the propaganda is in the comedy shows at night. We all know that. But it's even worse on sports. And that's why I was a sports addict 35 years ago. Loved sports 30 years ago. Didn't watch much of it 25 years ago. And, you know, in the last 10 years of it all, I just can't watch it. It'd be like, I like a steak. But if somebody took a dump on it, I'm not going to eat it. And that's the thing is, I can't watch these channels. I can't watch any of it. But then I realize that's where the real propaganda is going on. That's where the real brainwashing is. And so here's Geraldo Rivera. Here's another one. Surgeon General rebuts Matthew McConaughey over vaccinating kids, warns Americans not to share misleading memes about COVID. So Matthew McConaughey comes out, says, I took the shot. He thinks other people should take it. You have a right not to. And I say, Matthew, you're not a moron. You know damn well it's killing a bunch of people. And I don't support him for governor over that. I said, he needs to get his head out of his butt. And then he comes out and says, hey, you're not going to shoot up my young children. I got some real questions here. Good, McConaughey, because how far are you going to let this go? You think just because you're worth hundreds of millions of dollars, you're going to be protected? Think just because you live in a big house on Lake Austin, you're going to be protected? No. That's a powerful video. Yeah, we never got to a few days ago. 8-year-old girl tell school board they should all go to jail for forcing masks on children. Is there serious brain damage long term? And the psychological damage is bad as well. But ex-NFL star sound off on Aaron Rodgers' COVID-19 vax saga. Subsequent fines. And it goes on and on and on. But the big one is Gene Simmons coming out and saying you're evil. And that you're the enemy when you don't take the shots. Well, Gene, people that have gotten natural immunity don't ever transmit it. And it's 100%, and that's in all the studies. But those that have still do, in fact, at a higher rate. Oh, but it isn't about studies. It's about Gene Simmons kissing the ash of the system, period. So take all that money with you to hell, Gene. And listen, I don't like Gene Simmons. They haven't authorized 6 shots here. They have in Israel. Get on an airplane, buddy, on one of your big private jets and fly over there and just let's go. I mean, it'd be quicker for you just to shove a gun in your mouth and blow the back of your head off. So you want to try to bully us and do all this? It's disgusting. There's some more stories on this. Just look at the disinformation. COVID scam exposed, gunshot victim counted as COVID death in New Zealand, and they report it straight face to gaslight you. Singapore cancels free health care for those unvaccinated by choice. Oh, see, when it's state-run health care and they tax half your paycheck for your free health care, it's free. You know, you have to pay half your paycheck for it. Oh, now, sorry, you didn't not take the shot. Well, you don't get health care now. You're sure as hell going to be needed once you take the shot. And they're spinning it all over the news. Oh, there's suddenly heart attacks in young people because of marijuana. Yes, it's causing heart attacks. No, it's the injections doing it. And you got to love the 52-year-old Canadian cardiologist tells the non-vax, I won't cry at your funeral, dead 2 weeks after third shot. Hey, but he's trendy. He's the real hero, not the veterans on Veterans Day. And it just goes on from there. You know, I got several more big COVID stacks. There's a lot of them here. Boy, is it big. But I want to go back to this. Here's the letter for Gene Simmons right here, if he knows how to read. Or just know how to put on scary clown outfits. Oh, my gosh, he's so scary. It's like a pedophile gremlin or something. Look at this. Department of Health and Human Services, CDC. And it says that no one has ever transmitted, that they know of out of hundreds of thousands million studied, has ever transmitted COVID once they had it naturally. Oh. Kind of a big deal. And again, I'm not going to play his testimony here because I want to go to your calls when we come back, but professional mountain bike racer described six of his friends committing suicide after being crippled by the shot, and he's now crippled. Very powerful. It's in the live show feed today, under the live show feed, with the headline, the worst part of 15 days to flatten the curve is the first 2 years. And I guess when I said that 20 months ago, I was right. But now, it's not prophetic because they said they were never going to end the lockdown in the actual CDC globalist UN documents. They said it would be a permanent. And now you can type it in. COVID's now permanent. Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, CNN, Der Spiegel, BBC. It's permanent. Bill Gates said at least 19 months ago on a bunch of shows. I played it here probably 100 times. That it's going to be shots every few months for the rest of your life. And now I've got weird, freakish-looking health minister in Australia. I mean, she could be a witch in a movie without makeup. I'll get you in your little dog, too. She's like, you'll start taking it every few months. The lockdowns never end. This is a new way of life. I mean, my God, why don't you sprout some freaking horns, man? Have some pus come out of her eyeballs. Her head explode like a scanner. I mean, who are these people? Well, our acquiescence conjured them. Our going along with evil and letting millions of babies a year get murdered and chopped up and letting pedophiles do this opened the gates of hell. And now they've gotten control of the government and they want one thing, to murder children. They want to hurt them real bad first. And you're like, why? Well, because you're not a demon. You don't understand why. When I come back, go to your phone calls. I'm doing okay today. I've gotten on through four stacks. Got like 10 more over here, and there's more news coming in. Woo! Infowars.com, newswars.com, freeworldnews.tv. I'm just going to tell you this is how we win the war. Spread the articles, spread the videos, take the ones you think are most important, send them out on your email list daily, send them out on your text messages daily, word of mouth, repost stuff, take clips out of the show. Whatever you can do, take action, because you, viewers and listeners, are literally the future. You are the power. You have the will. Rise up!
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Incredible announcement by Bill Gates that will play at the start of the next hour. And Klaus Schwab has done his speech. We got a transcript. We got a bunch of clips of that. But I want to go to your calls first. We got Adam and Carlos and Josh and Kaya, if I'm pronouncing that right. Aaron, Daniel, Jason, Mario, Kevin, Michael, and others. Who should we go to first? Let's go to Carlos, who's been calling in for more than 15 years, and he got in today. Carlos is a really smart guy, held a lot of big governmental and corporate positions. He knows what he's talking about. He's been a guest of the show. Carlos, what's your take on, quote, Pfizer's power and individual freedom, Carlos?
Thank you, Alex. God bless. Good to speak to you.
Good to talk to you.
What I wanted to basically say is something that has been, I think, in one of your big files. You might have seen it. It's an article that appeared in, it's very, very important. It's an article that appeared entitled called Pfizer's Power. And it appeared in October. And it deals with a report that was done by the Bureau of Investigative Journalism. This Public Citizen article revealed redacted and unredacted contracts that were demanded by Pfizer worldwide to nations, to governments.
Yes, we did cover it. In Brazil, they wanted ownership of the military bases as collateral for their liability.
Thank you, sir. Well, it just is a sample of what kind of world corporations running the world is going to be like. I'll give you some of the points, just very lightly. One was that Pfizer reserves the right to silence governments. Now, those contracts were not to be revealed for 5 years. Neither party had authority to even acknowledge that they have been done or give any details with of them. Otherwise, there would be a violation of contract with redeemable, of course, punishments. The second item was that Pfizer controls the donations. That is, that if a country was to receive some vaccines in an emergency situation, whatever, Pfizer would then either punish them, break a breach of contract, and demand.
Yeah, this is basically the IMF and World Bank, through these big corporations, just like they control third world countries, now controlling major Western countries with the same system. They buy out the politicians, then they have the politicians through contracts sign over governmental power, and Klaus Schwab brags on the Davos Group website, it's linked on his own Wikipedia page, that he, quote, is capturing governments and doesn't want the people to have power. These are quotes. These are the declarations of a raving Bilderberg Group head, lunatic criminal.
But they did sign many of these contracts, Alex, and the Pfizer has the final say on key decisions. This is over the sovereignty of the nation, and the names of some of these nations would just floor you, because the United States, for instance, can't even discuss it, can't even reveal it, either be in breach, okay? Brazil refused and then had to come to the table and accept. One of the reasons, I believe, is why President Trump, former President Trump, is not denying anything concerning the validity of the vaccine.
Well, yeah, you notice he's given three interviews that I've seen. He said, you know, you ought to look at Pfizer. I can't really get into it, but they've got more power than the government. They're telling him, sir, you can't talk about it. It's a secret agreement. Since when do corporations have secret agreements? Since when can they put heart attack drugs in the shop for kids and not tell us? I mean, who died and made the head of the – what do you make of the Pfizer head saying he wants people that criticize him arrested? I mean, I guess this is the last step by these damn people. So again, the globalists are making their move through world government, through medical tyranny. How do you think we counter them, Carlos?
Well, I'll tell you something. No battle, no war, no skirmish, no revolution, not even an intellectual debate has ever been won by anyone that hasn't done these three things, Alex. One is know your opponent. Know your enemy. If you don't know who your opponent is or your enemies, you're done. You're no better than the poor soprano getting it at the end, okay? No. The second thing you have to know and assess is what sustains your enemy? What's the feeding line? What is the supply lines to your enemy? If you don't know that, you can't win that battle. And the third thing you have to do with them is have a plan as to how to neutralize or eliminate your enemy. Those three components are essential. We're losing the battle, Alex. We know very well who our enemy is. You said it correctly, the Bolsheviks. We know that. They came back. We know when they came and we know what they did and why and how this was originated. We also know that there's supply lines, okay, but we haven't touched them at all. And we have not touched at all the plan as to how to do it. I have a message for Klaus Schwab, and that is, sir, you have picked on the wrong people. You've picked on the wrong crowd. You will be with nothing, and you will be happy. You will own nothing. You will be in an apartment 200 square feet with very important neighbors around you, but the only thing that you're going to look at is the bars across the windows in a pink suit or orange suit. Depends on the color of your choice. Sir, this is not a world you can play with. This is false science. This is false politics. This is an aversion. And the Constitution is what they fear. They fear ideas, Alex. All these guys in history, they fear ideas. Jesus Christ is here today with us in our spirit and so on because of his ideas, not because he was handsome or the color of his skin.
Absolutely, and they want to bring in a new dark age, calling it the new era. And really, it's a new dark age of total control, all based on tyranny of the medical system. Great points, and I'm glad you mentioned that. We've talked about it some. I've covered it probably 10 times, but I should do a whole show on how Pfizer took over governments. Literally, there was a Pfizer coup, and the globalists used Pfizer as the vehicle with the contracts to do it. So Pfizer is the heart of the world government now, through which the private banks are getting everybody to sign over control. And now they're submitting it's the carbon tax now that Pfizer will implement through the global vaccine passport. Absolutely. All right, Carlos, great points as always. Good to hear from you. Josh is in Florida. He's an IT worker. Wants to talk about upcoming cyber attacks. Oh, Schwab says they're coming. It'll be much worse than the COVID lockdown, but only big corporations will be able to stay open. All the small ones will be destroyed, and they'll take over. Of course, they'll be the ones fighting it with an Internet ID and total control. Give us your view on that, Josh.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? First of all, the iodine and is great, and I'm glad you got the bone broth back. Thank you. Products I love. So July 28th, 2021, the White House put out the National Security Memorandum on Improving Cybersecurity for Critical Infrastructure Control Systems. So infrastructure control systems are like our legacy technologies, like that control the dams, the power grid, and stuff like that. So basically what I'm hearing in the industry is to be prepared for upcoming attacks on those things in 2022 so they could build back better on the Internet, which is also going to come with like a two-pronged attack with the industrial control systems along with cyber attacks. They need to get rid of the Bitcoin. They need to get rid of all the cryptocurrency. And so they're going to blame it on cyber attacks. That will be the next lockdown on the Internet. And don't be surprised if they mix in right-wing extremist groups.
They're saying the right-wingers are going to attack the grid, and they're going to attack Pfizer. Of course, it'll be Pfizer and the globalists attacking themselves. Absolutely. And so I talked to a lot of high-level IT folks as well. It's well known in those circles that this is all staged. It's a PR rollout. It's all about to happen. But wink, wink, we're all about to get a bunch of funding, so go along with it. Is that the message you're hearing?
Yeah, it's been the message for a long time. So you had back in September 2013 called Global Governance 2022, which was funded by the Brookings Institute, a couple of Chinese universities.
Hey, I tell you what, don't hang up, Josh. You know what you're talking about. I want to come back to you in just a moment. Absolutely. Our whole cybersecurity system is run by the Chi-Coms through the Brookings Institute. That's the same group that ran the whole fake Russia dossier and the rest of it, the Fiona Hill that we first blew her cover. So I'm proud of that. Thanks for keeping us in attack formation, ladies and gentlemen, so we can fight as hard as we can. Don't forget, storewide free shipping ends Monday. Double Patriot points ends Monday. Storable food at 10% off ends on Tuesday. I've got a contract where that has to happen. We've got all the products up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock. Brain Force Plus back in stock. Our Ultra 12 V12, 60% off. There's a bunch of big deals, and it keeps us on the air. So get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Get some of the great supplements that make your life so much better, like iodine. Man, that is just like a fish needs water. Our bodies need that. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. All right, we'll be right back with Josh in T-minus 60 seconds.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.